It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show with Jay Hall and DJ Academics.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Let's get it.
Yeah. What up, what up, what up, what up? It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show. Myself, Jay Hall. This guy right here, DJ Academics. What's good, brother?
What's happening, homie?
My man, this was a hard week, bro. This was one of those weeks that it started off really fast. Like, I looked up and it was Wednesday, and I remember I kept saying, yo, man, it's Wednesday, man. It's Wednesday already. Then, like, 16 hours later, I was like, yo, man, it's still Wednesday? Then 16 hours after that, I was like, yo, it's still Wednesday? It's just like, it just took forever for me to get to.
Nah. I don't know. My week went by kind of fast. I don't know why, but
really,
anyway, it's Friday. Okay. All right, time to go to the radio station. Well, I guess it was because I had a lot going on this week. It was my son's birthday.
I saw that
Tuesday, and then he's
a year, right?
Yeah, 1 year old. So I got his birthday party tomorrow. So I had a lot going on this week.
I was gonna say, he's not your first child. Do children recognize that it's a party for them at one, or is it really pretty much for the adults?
No, that's for the adults. That's for us.
I was wondering, because they're one.
He ain't remembering none of this mess. But you're still going to do it, because it's your son's first birthday, child's first birthday, so you're going to make it special regardless.
Are they even aware that they're being celebrated, or are they just eating and sleeping and going to bed?
They just know they got a bunch of friendly faces in front of their face, and it's you're having fun. That's all they're going to know.
Okay. I mean, I understand it.
Do you remember your first birthday?
I remember last year.
Okay.
I guess I always wondered because I don't have no pictures of me of my family celebrating my 1 year birthday party.
Neither do I.
And it seems like that's something that happened in the past. That's like some new ish that's been happening like in the past maybe 10 something years. Or maybe 15.
No, you just don't have the pictures, because those pictures is probably old and molded.
No, I asked my folks that. They was like, they don't know nothing about that.
They gave you a party. It may have been something small at the house, but I mean, they gave you a party.
Yeah. Well, I remember my sister.
We just doing something at the house. I mean, we got Mickey Mouse coming, but it's gonna be at the house.
Okay. I mean, that's dope. I mean, I think that's dope. I mean, he's already one. What's a characteristic you see that he's liking already? Like, is he liking Mickey Mouse in particular?
Yeah, he loves Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Man.
Like cars, I mean, your boy loves cars. I mean, like throwing around little balls and just tearing up stuff.
I saw the video when you had him doing pull-ups and he was actually doing them himself, or was you pushing him?
Well, I was doing it the first time, but then I actually let him go and he was actually holding on and trying to pull up on his own too. So he's actually got a lot of upper body strength, because he see me do it every day. So he'd be watching, and then, you know, he kind of just follow the lead.
That's good. I mean, it's crazy how you don't think kids even at that age are mimicking you or watching you, but they are. They're like sponges.
Of course.
And then you wonder why. I mean, most parents are concerned at one. I'm always hearing stories about their child cussing at 1 year old. And they'd be like, where you get that from? Yours is doing pull-ups. So he's on the right track.
I don't know. I don't cuss around my kids.
No, that's good. That's good. I'll be honest with you, bro. You're not really a cussing guy.
No, I'm not. But I cuss around other motherfuckers that cuss.
It is. You know what? I've been able to calm down cussing. It's weird. As I got older, I've been able to calm down cussing. But I can't let go of nigga and motherfucker. Sam Jackson. We're going to substitute Sam Jackson and nigga.
Nah, mine is shit.
Okay. It's just certain things I just can't let go, you know what I mean? And I can't let go of my Sam Jacksons, you know what I mean? I'm like, this Sam Jackson, though. I just breathe real hard. Because somebody always do something that get that reaction out of me to be like, there's always something dumb-ish that they do that make me be like, this motherfucker, boy, I swear. Right. I almost said it from my mom when she was here for the holidays one time. I was like, this mom can't park. Oh, my old bird looked at me like, what? I was like, oh, none. Still feels weird to say them words in front of my mother. You know,
you know
what I mean?
I am a grown-ass man now, Ma. Right?
I pay taxes.
I am a grown-ass man now. Right?
Right. I pay taxes, god dang it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's good, though, man. Speaking of which, I actually got a chance to actually do my taxes before the deadline. I got a chance to do that.
What do you mean deadline? Deadline is April.
Yeah, usually I'm late.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying usually I'm late.
I'm thinking you saying like the deadline is here.
No, no, no. I'm saying what I'm saying to you. If the deadline is usually, let's say for example, the deadline is April 8th, I'm usually there April 8th that morning.
It's usually the 15th.
I'm usually there the 15th that morning. Yeah. Have an appointment I have to go to.
Yeah, because I ain't even thought about filing my taxes yet.
I was proactive. I was actually early this year, and this is the first time this year where I actually did taxes on my business. Mm. So I felt a little happy about it. I mean, I ain't getting no money back, but it felt good to actually start doing
even.
To actually do the paperwork. Yeah.
Broke even.
I hope so. I hope so.
So now you can get a loan in the business name if you need it.
I hope so. That's one of the goals I'm reaching for, man. So I kind of had to, you know, I'm real private about certain things, but I kind of wanted to speak on that, like
start buying ish houses and stuff.
It was a small, you know, you got to count your small joys, your small accomplishments, and
of course, all that the victories.
That small victory. Thank you. And that was a nice little victory when I actually was doing my paperwork for that. I was like, oh, this is kind of dope. You know what I'm saying? Brush my shoulders off a little bit.
I just don't want to pay y'all, but I mean,
don't want to pay you at all.
But I still want to do the process.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pay y'all nothing. I ain't cut you boys nothing.
Well,
nothing.
This is around the time when I kind of envy them little hood cousins of mine back home, because you know they prosper during this time, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They got all the kids and they
taking
they,
advantage they got, of. Yeah. Still claiming their kids, even though they ain't seen, you know, some of my homeboys and fathers.
On tax returns.
Right.
You work 2 weeks out the year.
Oh, they on Instagram, happy as hell. Well, they Facebook.
Everybody
happy as
taking
hell.
Trips.
Right. Right. So this is the time of year they get the stunt on me. You know what I mean? But, you know, it felt good. You know, small victories, man.
In a month, it'll be all back to normal.
I'm surprised you're giving it a month, because some of them who I know, the way they spend, give them about 2 weeks flat.
Because H&R Block giving out, they give you, they front you the money. They already, like, as soon as you file it, they give you the money. And
really?
They just take your return when it come in.
What you mean, like, if you...
They'll give you advances, like record deals, like advanced record deals.
I just came from H&R Block. I ain't know that.
Yeah, they give you advance. Like if they do your taxes and say you're supposed to get like $5,000 back, you can take $4,000 now. And
wow.
They'll keep the extra $1,000.
I ain't know nothing about that. We're gonna have some people right now listen to this show right now, like what?
all of them do the same thing. What's the, I don't know, Liberty, all them places they be taking, doing them advance, but they give you an advance, but they taking an extra percentage out of your check.
I know they take that. I know they take, you know, where they charge you, you know, for doing your taxes, and they'll take it out of your return, but I ain't know they'll front you what you're supposed to be getting. That's a, man, I ain't know
they loan sharking on top of it. Yeah, they charging you to do your taxes, and then say you get $5,000 back. All right, you want to get paid now? Okay, we just gonna give you $4,500.
Wow, yeah,
or $4,200.
You better hope you don't.
And
owe.
When it come in, that whole fight, we keep because that basically charge you $800 to give you your money now.
Right.
So you don't gotta wait 2-3 weeks for it.
Well, you better hope you don't owe.
And they thirsty,
owe,
so they gonna
to
take
them.
It.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course. Because you ain't have it before you walk through the door. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
You ain't have it before you walk through the door, so why not? So, sheesh. Yeah, man, taxes are real. I mean, you know, it's part of being an adult, getting your taxes done, you know what I'm saying, doing the proper things. There's some tax issues I had, and I'm being an adult and working on them and being forward about it. So, you know, taxes are real, bro. Taxes are real. So, you know, let's get into the ish. Let's get into the shish. Your boy Jay Prince. I don't know if you checked it out. You know, we talked about this last week when Jay Prince put out the, quote-unquote, Mob Ties call. When his young homie, YBN Almighty Jay, we talked about that. He got jumped by some random dudes.
He got
clout.
The chain back.
Jay Prince got the chain back. Everybody was talking about Jay Prince. You know, young boys ain't going to listen to him, and they don't know who Jay Prince is, but he took a picture. Jay Prince, YBM, and all them guys, he got his chain back. Got his chain back. My thing is that good or bad for YBN? Because your chain got snatched, and in the young boy world, getting your chain snatched is a big deal. Does that make him look soft that he had to go get somebody to get his chain back?
Yes.
It does?
Absolutely. You couldn't get it on your own, right? On your own, right? Big homie had to go grab it. But, I mean, hey, you connected, so you bulletproof now. So if they was going to say something, they ain't going to say nothing now.
Well, it almost is like saying you handled it, though, because you're connected. You went and got it yourself because you connected. You can't help that you connected to someone. Well, you can't help it, but the fact that you connected to someone who has that much influence. Right?
I guess you're right.
I guess. I'm
but
just
I don't
saying.
Take him serious anyway. I don't take Almighty Jay serious no way. So it don't
Why
matter
not?
To me. I just don't. I don't take most rappers serious. So I mean especially the young ones, I really don't take them serious.
I don't know where they hear that. I'm not afraid to sound old and saying that. I don't know where they hear that, because I don't like me. You talked about, I don't see the big deal when you laughing at somebody from getting their chain taken if they got jumped in the first place by multiple people. And me personally, if my chain quote unquote got snatched, I don't want it back. Because to me, it's just a reminder of what just happened.
No, I want my chain back.
I want my chain back.
I want my chain back.
Well, I'm going to put you like this. I want my chain back if I'm the one who physically went back and got it. Like you just, Nate, you know, said. But if someone else had to go get my chain back and they like, here, I feel like, what if I fall out with them? Then they're going to be talking about that.
Right.
Like if you fall out with the guy who went and got your chain back, you're going to have to hear his mouth. It's never going to end. So now you got to be nice to this MO, because he went and got your, he or she went and got your chain back for you. And you know, they're going to call you soft if you fall out with them.
Right.
So it's like me personally, if I didn't go get my chain back myself, I'm straight, because I don't want to owe nobody nothing. I lost it like a man. I'm going to take the L like that man. But it's a whole new era.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a whole new era.
So what's up with your guy, Daniel Caesar?
Let me check this out. Let me show you real quick, because I don't know if you saw it. I was going to text you when it first was blowing up. He made this little video recording. First of all,
you on his Kanye-ish?
On IG Live. Well, he already was. Let's rewind for a second. He already was kind of making people raise their eyebrows when he followed Candace Owens. That's the black, you know, woman who's pro-Republican and been saying all this crazy, outlandish stuff. And she's the flavor of the month for a lot of conservatives, a lot of crazy conservatives. And he followed her and was retweeting her and stuff like that. Then I guess he got drunk one night and had this to say. Hold on, let me go to it. Let me turn the volume on this real quick.
Why? Are there black people in this chat right now? I can't tell. Yo, I know.
Make sure there is.
I love you guys. Yo, you guys are listening, and I love you guys so much, but this, we're, like, talking about something serious, so I'm, like, I don't want to talk about shows or, like, being, you know, like, artist stuff. Why? As, I don't know which black people are in here, but I want you guys to talk up right now. Why do we...
I heard something, Josh.
Why are we being so mean to Jules? Why are we being so mean to white people right now? That's a serious question. Why is it that we're allowed to be disrespectful and rude to everybody else? And when anybody returns any type of energy to us, that's not equality. I don't want to be treated like I can't take a joke. I just went through that the fucking Chappelle shit, and I had to, like, in the moment.
Yeah, so there's a few things to unpack in that right here. So let me start with the first. Yes, Jules, were you familiar with that situation?
No.
Yes, Jules is a party promoter. She got her start, I think, with LeBron James. She's been problematic in the past couple years. She's a white girl with a little fatty. I used to follow her on Twitter and follow her on IG until she started saying a lot of racist comments. The first thing that she did, one of her actions was she had this T-shirt that had the N-bomb on it. And allegedly, I guess, apparently she was dating a black guy and she was mad at him. And she said, should I wear this shirt? And the shirt said something like nigga something, whatever. And she got trashed for that, right? Then she had the sex tape out with this guy, which I watched, which was...
He said, which I watched.
I definitely watched. I ain't gonna lie. I definitely watched. And honestly, mentioning the sex tape has nothing to do with this racial stuff. I just had to say that. Then she
was
made
the guy
this...
on the sex tape with a black?
No. Nah. But, you know, I was looking at her most of the time anyway. So then she had this freestyle she did with Soulja Boys, and she was saying something like, because my ass is fat and they're not giving back to blacks. And she pretty much was criticizing people for, quote unquote, being jealous of her. She's been accused of being a culture vulture. Now, recently what he's talking about is that she went at influencers like Karen Civil and Scotty Beam, and she talked about pretty much how they hating on her. And she has a record of going at black women. And I don't know why black men feel the need to fall on the sword for Yes Jules and go all out for her. So that's a whole other thing that we can unpack in the later in the episode. Daniel Caesar talking about why we mad at her, and then going on talking about why are black people treating white people mad, white people disrespectfully or evil at black white people. There's a lot of problematic things in that situation, in that statement, don't you think?
Yeah, I was confused because I wasn't privy to the whole situation. But yeah, it just seemed like all left field. That's why it seemed a little Kanye-ish.
So sticking,
and he looked Kanye-ish with the blonde hair.
He did, because he cut his locks off, so yeah. Now he got the blonde hair. Well, let's stick to the whole why we...
That's not really a good look for dark skin
guys. It's not. Well, it's not a good look for him.
Yeah, dark. He's black. I'm a dark skinned guy too, but I mean, you ain't gonna see me popping up with no blonde hair.
Well, it's definitely not a good look for idiots.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Because it seems to be blonde, dyeing your hair back in the day used to be because you wanted to be Cisco or Dennis Rodman. Now dyeing your hair means that you about to be an idiot. It's like a sign for idiocracy. And that video was a prime example of the reason why alcohol, IG Live, and pacifism should not mix. Because this whole why are we being mean to white people stuff, first of all, the brother from Canada. And I was triggered because it reminded me when I was coming up in Detroit, which is right across the water, like a river separates Detroit and Canada. And we used to go over to Canada and we were getting into arguments with a lot of black Canadians because they used to always try to make it seem as if racism was in our heads. And they used to be like, why you guys always talk about race and race and race and race in the Windsor area of Canada? And it used to piss me off. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that reminded me of, his attitude, his cavalier attitude towards that. I mean, I even known that. And I'm not trying to say all the Canadians like that. I'm not trying to say all black Canadians like that. But it appears the stereotype is when you meet blacks from other countries, they didn't have to deal with Jim Crow laws. Or, you know what I mean? Like, most of the other countries, after slavery, that was pretty much it. They had to deal with racism, but there wasn't laws put in place systematically that prohibit them from being productive. And when you hear people say things like, oh, why are you so mean? And you don't understand it. Like, you got to go defend Massa. Mm. Sound crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like his album, but I don't like it that much to not call you an idiot. And you being drunk on IG Live late at night, and you sitting at the table where you literally were like the only black guy, you and one other person, all these other white guys, and you talking some why y'all mean white people?
Yeah, well, I mean, I like a lot of Kanye's music. I still call him idiot sometimes.
Yeah. I just don't understand this desire
that's
to want to.
That's something you earn. Idiot is something you earn.
Well, he earned that.
He earned it.
He definitely earned it.
He earned it.
I just don't understand this aggressive need to go all out and to defend things like that. Like, I just don't understand it. For Yes Jules, her saying the stuff that she was saying, she had Murder Mook, like, cheering her on and saying, you can say the word nigga because she claims she's 13% Puerto Rican. She's about as Puerto Rican as I am.
She's 13% Puerto Rican.
Right. First of all, 13% ain't enough to say nothing. But she's about 13% of what I'm not 13%, and she ain't either. And you had Murder Mook, who's out there defending her. Like, dude, did she promise the vagina to all of y'all? Like, look, I like looking at a good sex tape as much as the next man. But not enough at the cost of my own culture, my own people.
Yeah, I'm looking up this Yes Jules girl right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you. I'll show you the IG and all that other stuff. I'm surprised you didn't know nothing about her because she's a real famous party promoter, and she's been on for the past maybe like 4 or 5 years, stuff like that. I'm surprised you ain't know nothing about her, bro.
No, I didn't. I'm on IG right now looking at her. Yeah, she is a little thick.
Yeah, she's a little thick. But
definitely thick.
But at the end of the day, is she worth defending or falling the sword on when she started dissing black women?
No, I ain't falling the sword for her, but she can fall on the sword.
I mean, that goes without saying.
Bounce on it a couple
but
times.
But as of this point right now, up until she started saying stuff like that, I was good. Like, I'm good now. At first, and that's the problem too. When social media was only allowing you to see people but not hear their thoughts, it was better. Let's just be honest. The moment Instagram and Snapchat start allowing certain people to actually talk, you start hearing what is on their mind, it took it away. Like, shout out to Kardashians and them, but they don't speak much on IG, if you ever notice.
No, they don't.
They don't. You
they
know what I mean?
Save it for their TV show.
Yeah, they take some glamour shots and they good. Say what you want to say about them, but they know their position. And a lot of you influencers, you get the talking, and man, you sound like idiots. Like, straight up and down. And so I just don't understand that. And so Daniel Caesar, that's what he remind me of, man. They're just annoying as F, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, she definitely thick.
Bro, can you get the phone? I'm like, what you doing, bro? Like, the whole time, she all right. But why are you thinking the infatuation with a white girl with a fat ass? I mean, we got black women walking around fat asses all the time.
It's like a hybrid.
I don't know what that means, but I ain't gonna front.
It's like a quarterback that can run in football.
So
it's like a mobile quarterback.
So you think because we're looking at the white girl with the fat ass, that takes away from something we see all the time?
Yeah, because you're looking at somebody that is not supposed to have it. So, oh, she got it. Okay. Mm.
I tell people, especially when I have a conversation
it's
with...
It's the surprise effect.
But you know, when I have a conversation with a lot of my black sisters, you know what I tell them? Sometimes you give men maybe too much credit. Because sometimes it is as simple as what you just said. because, and look, I'm going to say this, and this is sexist as hell. I equated to when I was in college, growing up my whole life, like a lot of other black people, I had grape jam, grape jelly. Grape jelly. I got to college, I ran out of grape jelly, I tried my roommate's strawberry jam, I ain't went back since. Because, and it's literally a taste thing, like you said. It's to that point of what you're saying. Dudes are looking at something that they feel like they never saw before, and they're going all out for it. But, man, not a, but
I ain't say go all out for it, though.
No, I'm with you. I'm not saying, you're not saying to do that. I'm just saying that's what dudes do. And I'm saying once somebody out their mouth starts letting you know how they feel, for me, the desire is gone. Like, if I never would have heard anything she had to say, I'd just look at her and just be like, okay, she got a fatty. But when you get to talking that racist rhetoric that you're talking.
Oh, yeah, you can be dismissed.
I'm straight on that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm good on that as far as I'm concerned. And I'm saying there are a lot of black men that go hard for her, and Daniel Caesar is just the latest one. Like, he's just going hard for her, like, for no reason. First of all, just being drunk and saying some of the dumbest ish I ever said to her in my life.
He's trying to catch them bookings.
Right. That's all he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, protect that bag.
Right. That's probably what it is. And that's what it is, a lot of people trying to protect that bag. Right? Like you said, trying to protect that bag. But I don't want to get that too much energy. Daniel Caesar's an idiot. I don't know if I'm going to cancel him yet. He only got one album. But listen, if you are not, you can't compare him and Kanye. Kanye got about like 8 albums in the tank for us not to cancel him. Daniel Caesar got one. We can forget about him by next year. There are plenty other soul singing brothers that's going to come out within the next, in 2020, 2019 year.
First, definitely a few coming.
Yeah, so we don't have to hold on to this brother if he keeps saying stuff like this.
Say, Miguel's due to come back really anytime soon.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean? He's not holding it down like that. Let's tackle on somebody else who says things out of pocket. Your boy Kodak Black has had a hell of a last couple weeks. I'm surprised we ain't talking about him
the
yet.
Young and May stuff.
Let's take it in sections, though.
Young and May, she's so tough.
I'm going to get to that. Let's take it in sections. First, he claimed that he had punched Sticky Fingers in the face from Onyx. Now, Sticky Fingers wrote a diss record track called Bust Down.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
I don't believe that.
He did. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, no, who's going to listen to a diss track?
Sticky. No.
The thing Sticky has to understand is a new era right now, and unfortunately, these kids aren't going to wait. First of all, these kids barely know who Onyx is, if they know him at all.
Solo Sticky.
But the one thing you have to understand, too, is that these kids don't look for tracks when someone disses you. They look for you to say something on IG. If you're not going to respond in IG, they don't care about what you're going to say in song. Shout out to 50 Cent because he got that. When 50 Cent was going at with Meek, remember a couple years ago? Mm-hmm. He was getting that Meek on IG because he knows nobody wants to hear a song. That's not the era that we live in right now. We want to see a couple memes, you having a rant, that's about it.
Well, we listened to Remy Ma's diss record.
That was Anomaly, yeah, and Ricky, and she be spitting. But Remy also is still relevant musically too to a young group. I can't say the same for Sticky. I mean, I came up listening to Onyx.
Definitely not.
But I can't say no kid right now even know who Onyx is whether they even listen to Sticky. They might recognize him more for movies, way more than they recognize him for his music. And Kodak Black right now is the dude that they're looking towards. Now, Kodak claimed that he socked him. I mean, he said that Sticky had a fake gun. Apparently, he claimed that he hit him, man.
You shooting rubber bullets, too?
He took Sticky guns.
I shoot rubber bullets.
Nah. Well, he claimed he took his bag from him, and he went to shoot Sticky, but he found out that the gun was fake, and Sticky was running. Now, I don't know what to believe as far as it don't sound like it's believable, but we live in that era where when you say something, these kids going to believe it. But you put on the diss record, they going to help.
Yeah. I don't know about that one, Kodak. But hey,
I mean, Kodak's about what, 5'3", 200 pounds?
Because he's Haitian, though. You know, them Haitians crazy.
That's true.
They go in.
Now, if he would have said he had a machete, I believe him.
Off top, they go in.
If he said he pulled out a machete out of his bag to go against Sticky Fingers, I believe him because the stereotype of a Haitian is they carry machetes. And my boy got a wife, and she has a machete.
Keep them choppers.
I know a couple brothers got Haitian wives who keep a machete underneath their bed.
They definitely got them choppers.
Yeah, so I can believe that. He also claimed that he was better than Biggie and Pop. Whoa. He said they're only legends because they dead.
Mm.
So he feel like he better than them. Now, is he wrong for thinking that he should be better than people? As a rapper, shouldn't you feel like you're the best?
But you know you ain't better than no Biggie and Pop.
Nope.
Come on now.
I mean, he can feel that way. Right?
But you don't say that out loud.
You don't?
No, you don't.
I think it's wrong to say you better than somebody who dead, man. You got all these people that around right now. Say you better than the dudes that your peers right now. And to say that they're only legends because they dead?
Yeah, that's wrong.
I mean, he can feel good about it.
I don't know. You're not even the top rapper out right now.
He feel like he is?
No, he's not. He's not. He cool. I like Kodak, but no.
You think it's overconfidence?
I mean, confidence
or is
good,
it is it is it enough?
He's just
confidence
know,
or cockiness.
I don't think that comment was to be taken serious. I think he was just talking.
Well, maybe he wasn't just talking when he also talked about getting to what you were saying earlier about your girl Young and May, when he was like, quote, how a girl got a pussy don't want to be penetrated, unquote. And I guess apparently he claimed he was trying to snap at her. And no, it was a picture of her and Nicki Minaj, and he said both of y'all can get it. Now, Young and May don't take him seriously. But my thing is, if you got somebody like Young and May or any sort of lesbian woman who was a dom, she's still a woman. So is he weird for that?
She's still a woman.
Even though she dressed like a boy. You know, she carries herself like a man, like a traditional man. Is that weird? Is that homosexual? Is that gay?
It's not gay, because she's still a woman.
She's a woman, right?
She still got a pussy.
You know what it remind me of? I don't know if you ever saw that IG skit when that guy come home and he catch his girl in the bed with another woman, and it's a dom woman. And he's like, what the hell? And the dom woman like, what's up then, fool? He like, what's up? I'll fight you like a man. And they get to fight. They about to wreck. And the dom woman, like, he took off his shirt. The dom woman took off her shirt. She's like, what's going in? And she got a sports bra on, and she got her dukes up, and she bouncing, and her breasts are just bouncing in dude's face in slow motion. The dude like, yeah, yeah. The next scene, he in bed with both of them smoking a joint. Like, I think about that, like, what if Young and May underneath them big clothes? Maybe Kodak saw something that
probably
we ain't see.
Fatty underneath them pants.
Maybe. Maybe there's something he's seeing.
Put that head out. Put a skirt on it, man.
Take the two braids out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, Young and May definitely got good taste because the women she get be bad.
Yeah.
So maybe he's looking at it from the fact that she can bring people to him.
That'd be nice.
Uh-huh. I mean, he claimed later on he was playing, but maybe he was. I think he was shooting a shot on the Lolo. I mean, he's been locked up. Maybe he was looking at her like bet.
Say, one of them pussy niggas.
A hole is a hole.
Yeah, pussy is a pussy.
I'm going in.
Yeah.
That's what he was feeling.
If I don't, somebody else will.
Right. That's exactly probably what he was thinking.
Might as well.
You're right. Had your little mans around you. They probably was all hyping up too. That's all that is.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bring her back. Bring her back.
Hey, shoot your shot. I mean, if he shows up with him, Young and May, and a bad IG model, is he a loser? Did he win?
He's a winner. I mean, to be honest, I mean, you dress Young and May up, she's probably not bad.
Yeah, I mean, you remember those little short period when the Brat was showing us a little bit more?
The Brat came out, what are you liking? Whew.
And we was looking at Brat a little bit differently for like a good, what, 2 year span?
Yes.
She went back to being covered up, but we got to looking at Brat for a second, like.
The Brat was thick.
Yeah, yeah. You are Lisa Ray's sister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. That's what's up. So maybe the same thing can apply to Younger May. I don't know. I will say that he was getting accused of being predatory because he was sounding kind of stalkerish for a second. So you might want to chill out with that in this new era. But Kodak Black clearly does not have no kind of understanding or awareness of where he is and what time he is right now. He really don't understand it. But one thing for sure, he ain't going to be affected by those Sticky Fingers diss record.
Yeah, that's not going to hurt his career at all. He has no worries about getting Ja Ruled anytime soon.
Nah. I don't know if you can get Ja Ruled at this period of time because of social media. I'm on the record for saying that if Ja Ruled would have social media, I think he would still be around. I don't think his fall would have been as hard.
He does have social media.
I'm talking about back then. I don't think his fall would have been as hard because social media, all you got to do. Look, I don't think
it would have been so hard.
We thought Meek was done. Social media kept Meek alive because all Meek kept saying, I'm still here. He just kept putting up stuff and kept being relevant. You know what I mean? Versus you put out an album that no one is really going to buy like Ja Rule did. But you can be on social media and still be relevant. Nobody knows the difference.
I didn't think Meek was done.
You didn't, but let's be honest, what the public perception was, is what I'm saying.
They said it about anybody, everybody.
That's what I'm saying, because of this.
Thing all that done.
In this new social media era, you can do that. That's all I'm saying, is that you can just keep putting out material, content, and be relevant. That's all I'm saying.
I guess you're right, but I don't know. Meek was different. I don't know. Meek did put out music in that time period that kept him hot, too. Just not the diss record. The diss record was horrible, but everything besides that was good.
I mean, I don't know. I think social media kept him alive way more than the music did, but, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Shout out to Cardi B. She trademarked her catchphrase, okay. And she's been responding.
I don't think you said it right at all.
I didn't. Not at all. I said it trash, actually.
I think it's occur or something.
Occur, yeah. Maybe that's what it is. But she responded to people because I guess people were mad about it. And she was like, white people been doing this for years. I mean, people trademark catchphrases. I think I read one time years ago, Jay-Z had trademarked Jay-Z Blue.
I mean, the guy trademarked Let's Get Ready to Rumble. He was making bread off that for decades.
I do remember when I was on live radio.
Nobody say Let's Get Ready to Rumble on TV.
I was about to say, when I was on live radio, they told us we couldn't say it.
Yeah, he trademarked that a long time ago.
Yeah, you can't say it. You can't even hint at it.
Mm-mm.
Like, you can't even say, let's get ready. Like, you can't even, like, play with it.
Yeah, you can't do the tone at all.
Yeah.
He owns the tone, the words, everything.
That's crazy how you can own a tone.
Yeah.
Or you can own words. I mean, it's smart, right? It's smart to own those phrases, right?
Yes. Because if anybody says it, they got to pay.
So ain't nobody mad
and
at
if
Cardi.
If anybody wants it said, they got to pay you to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not saying Cardi going to make a whole bunch of money, but, I mean, she's smart to make sure no one else will.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Because the last thing you want is for another company to come in with their marketing team and make a bunch of money off of it. Then it'd be on T-shirts and everything. You know, one of the biggest misses I still remember was Jeezy when it came to the Snowman shirt. Remember that?
Yeah.
Jeezy didn't own that.
He sold a lot of them, though.
I mean, he wasn't selling. I mean, they were selling, but they wasn't selling from Jeezy.
Oh, I say, everybody has some of them.
Yeah, but Jeezy didn't trademark that Snowman.
Well, 2 Chainz owned the ugly sweater thing, the Santa sweaters that he had, the dab sweaters.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they made bread off of that.
Oh, that's what's up. So that means every Christmas he got potential to make bread.
Yeah, buddy.
So, yeah, you got to get the trademark, man. I mean,
couple M's off that joint.
Hey, listen, Cardi is about her bag. Cardi has never made it about nothing else but her money. She's never tried to put, I think that's why people continue to love Cardi, because she continues to be consistently honest. She is always, always, always about that money. Always. And you gotta respect that. She's about the bread. So she trademarked that. She made sure nobody else gonna make no money off of it. So she great. You know what I mean? She smooth all that. Speaking of that, her husband Offset, he recently spoke about the fact that he made about the public apology that he made. He was on Ellen. And shout out to him being on Ellen, because if you had told me 7-8 years ago somebody named a rapper group named Migos would be on Ellen, I would have told you he was a liar. But that shows you how much hip-hop is number one right now. But he was talking about the fact that the reason why he apologized publicly to Cardi is because he felt that he had a right to do it because he proposed to her publicly. I didn't think about that. And he said that, yo, one of the reasons why men have a problem being vulnerable, and I'm paraphrasing, is because when they do make public apologies, people shoot them down. So you think there's some truth to that? That's a problem with men being vulnerable because they get shot down by the public? And he was well within his right to apologize to her publicly because he did announce, or he did, you know, propose to her publicly?
I ain't buying all that mess.
What you ain't buying?
That the whole, because we get disappointed and because we get told no all the time. Nah, that's not it.
What you mean, though? I mean, give me a little bit.
I mean, I believe everything with them is marketed. It's a plan. It's marketing. It's a ploy. It's a plan to keep the attention there, because a lot of people believe any publicity is good publicity. Good, bad, and different is all great if you ain't paid for it.
Okay. Well, you kind of saying two different things. So the first thing I just want to ask is, are you saying that that's not a reason why men have an issue being vulnerable because they get shot down? You saying that's some BS right there altogether, right?
Yes.
And then you're also saying, but on the other side, you think that this whole thing was planned out.
Yeah, but I think they actually do love each other.
Okay.
Because they have been together for a while and they do have a baby, so ain't no going back on that once the baby here.
Right. Or it can be like a circumstance thing. Like, they could be making money off things that really are happening.
Right.
You know, and also I forgot, so when I think about it now too, We didn't know they were separated until Cardi told us publicly. And nobody came at her about making that public.
Yeah, nobody knew they were married.
Yeah. Well, even when they separated. Remember, she's the one that got on IG and said, I'm no longer with my husband, blah, 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 blah. That's a public statement about your relationship.
Very true.
And nobody got at her and said, yo, you're still in his moment, or you should allow him time to heal. No one gave her that. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's not about the beef they would get. Is I mean, they still got the attention. People were still watching to see when they were going to get back together.
That's real.
Especially when they ended up in Puerto Rico together.
Yeah, yeah, on the little jet skis.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, public apologies ain't what's up. You know what I mean? Especially us as men, we do got to learn how to find a different way and don't be so influenced by those whack-ass romantic comedies we grew up watching and thinking that that's how real life is.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City, you know what I mean? Standing outside holding the radio, all that good stuff, you know, thinking that that's going to get your woman back. You know what I mean? I know at that moment you think about getting your woman back because at the time you only think about yourself and you think about the fact that you don't want to see your woman with nobody else. But you got to give her time. You know what I mean? But Offset, you know, he's young. He was trying to handle it the best way he knew how to handle it. You know what I mean? He's trying to get... Listen, Cardi's a nice-looking woman. I mean, he's well within his right to
Cardi
fear.
Is bad, man.
Yeah, he's well within his right to fear Cardi being with somebody else. You
somebody
know what I'm
shooting his shot every day.
Exactly. So his concern is a lot more realistic than the average man's concern. Because his woman really can't... And he's going to see his woman in a relationship on IG... Or he can't just unfollow Cardi B. I can't unfollow Cardi B. Like, she's going to be in your face. So there's some truth to that. You know what I mean? But I'm with you with the fact that I don't believe that that's why men can't be vulnerable, because when you do that, you shoot us down. I'm with you on that. That's crap. Ain't nobody going for that. New music had popped up. Rich the Kid, The World is Yours, Part 2. Anything else pop up?
Yeah, DJ Khaled revealed he got a new album in the works. And Diddy already commented talking about it's a classic. What do you think?
I saw that video where Diddy was saying it's the best video ever. And I think Diddy and Khaled have a good relationship when they know how to market each other. Yeah. I think they are brothers of the same promotional mother and father. They get it.
They got the same promo brain.
Yeah. And I think they just get each other. I think they just understand each other in the kind of promotion. Because you remember a while ago when Diddy said that Rick Ross reminded him of Big. When people got at him, he was like, no, I meant... His spirit remind me of Big. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like Puff, chill out.
Yeah, yeah. Like Puff says stuff that's, you know, and mind you, Puff is one of my, you know, people I study as far as in the moves he made. You always got to appreciate it. But it's one of those times where he kind of can go too far. I mean, I'm not listening. I ain't see the video yet. I don't know what the video can be about. But you stating that it's the greatest video you ever had when you yourself have been a part of iconic videos.
First $1 million video.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? You've been a part of videos we're still watching now. You and Biggie drove down the runway backwards. You know what I mean? With Big saying sicker than your average. Being chased by people on motorcycles and ninjas. Having mermaids. You know what I'm saying? You had Biggie dancing, wiggling a little bit. Like, come on, man. Those are classic moments. I just don't see Khaled being able to replace. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just don't see that.
And we also got Megan Thee Stallion. She just released Sex Talk.
Okay, like a whole album?
No, it's just a record.
Okay, what you think about the record? I ain't got a chance to check it out.
It's an okay record. It's an okay record. Sex Talk. But Rich the Kid, he has The World is Yours 2 out.
Yeah, I said that. You want to listen? You want to pay attention?
No, I'm saying that. But you was talking about the... I thought you were talking about the record, not just the whole project.
Oh, okay.
When you talking about music, I'm talking about just the... I'm talking about the entire project right there. So, yeah, that's that. I mean, been a slow week as far as that. But like I said, the Khaled record doesn't come out till next month. But, yeah, he was just announcing a date, and Diddy spoke up and said what he had to say about it.
He has a pretty good relationship with a lot of DJs. Have you gotten any? Have you got a chance to hear it yet yourself?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
You might not be in the loop?
I don't know. Father of a Side. No, I'm not. I haven't been privileged to get those tracks yet. He holding on to dear life for those.
That's real.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this. That just reminded me real quick, not to get far off subject. Is it possible to really bootleg now? Like for stuff to get leaked the way it used to be?
No, because they hold it and it's all streaming. So they just press go on a streaming service. So a lot of stuff comes out at midnight. So they control it. So you can't really bootleg unless you steal it from the studio.
Because you don't really hear about albums getting leaked no more.
No.
You just don't hear about it.
You can't. You can't leak them because it's... It's no manufacturing.
Yeah.
There's no shipping and handling anymore.
Yeah.
Just press upload.
I mean, they've gotten to the point now. They still don't put the hard copy out until that following Tuesday, right? Am I tripping?
Yeah,
but I don't think they put it out like Friday. And if you are buying hard copies, if you can actually find yourself a music store,
nobody's buying hard copies. Music stores are gone.
Yeah,
dead. Unless you're buying some vintage vinyl, music stores are done.
Well, I was about to say, they buy it as a part of the merch, like a part of the package, like, you know, a shirt, this and this. But you're right, I walked in the music store not too long ago, and I felt like I was walking to a museum.
Exactly.
I was all over IG with it, like, yo, look where I'm at. It's kind of like seeing a phone booth.
Exactly.
For the most part, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like seeing a phone booth. So, yeah.
Anybody got a quarter?
Right. Yo,
and then you got to put in a couple extra dimes if you want to call long distance.
Let's get into some sports real quick. Did you see that ESPN had reported that Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid, you know, they won their grievances in the NFL, but they reported that together both received less than $10 million. Now,
I heard it was $100 million. No. How did it go from 100 to 10?
Listen, ESPN is reporting that they only received $10 million between the two of them, which is a little bit of, if that's true, that's upsetting, because back in 2016, Cap, he was at 12. He was at $12 million as a base salary.
Mm.
So him having to split $10 million with Eric Reid, if that's true, would that say that lawsuit's for nothing?
No, because it was all about to raise awareness, not about to get money. So
I don't know if the lawsuit was about raising awareenness, though.
The lawsuit was about proving that y'all blackballed me because of what I did.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If he only got if he got to share that $10 million with Eric Reid, is that lawsuit, even with that, was a waste of time? Because you got to pay lawyers.
Of course, they want their percentage and they're going to get it.
That's what I'm saying. So if that's the case, would you say that was a waste?
I mean, $5 million is still $5 million, bro.
Yeah, but are you really going to get that five? I mean, I don't know, bro.
It's the NFL. They got the money.
How about this? There's a part of me that feels that story ain't true. I feel like that story came out through ESPN because ESPN can be considered a credible source. And I think that the reports of that 100 mil, 200 mil was getting too outlandish for them. And they might feel like, okay, since you're going to leak that information, you must put a leak. We going to just control the narrative. So there's a possibility of that too, because we're never going to, the file's supposed to be sealed. So technically none of us are actually going to see the paperwork, and technically Colin can't talk about it on record anyway.
Yeah, nobody can talk about it.
Nobody can talk about it. So I think this is a way of sort of controlling the narrative. You think that's a possibility?
Of course. That's all they do.
Yeah. It just seemed like when the hype and the talk was getting too much about the 100 mil, it just seemed like it feels like this story came out being forced.
Let's just nip this in the bud right now.
Right. Right. Even if it is true, it feels like the NFL was like, you know what, we don't like the fact that y'all are making it seem like he got all this money from us. Even if it is true, we're going to put this out there. Because who going to sue us? We the NFL. But ESPN is reporting that, so I don't know. And the sad part about it is, because you can't talk about it, it's not like Colin can get on Twitter and deny it, you know?
Ain't like he was doing that anyway before.
True. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Anything else pop off of sports that we missing?
Just a couple free agent signs. The NFL draft is next month, so looking forward to that. I mean,
what do you think your man Kyler Murray gonna land?
Kyler Murray, number one. Arizona Cardinals. He'll be there. They're gonna get rid of that quarterback they chose top 10 last year.
Okay.
It's happening.
Well, look, man.
We just need some running backs on my squad. We just need a good running back.
Shout out to Larry Fitzgerald, because any other wide receiver would have left by now.
Yeah.
So shout out to him. If he can come and give
ran out the door
some life to Larry Fitzgerald, then so be it.
I mean, he don't need no life. He's still been doing his thing.
I mean, he's been doing his thing, but I'm saying like some light. Give him a reason to play. There ain't been no too much of a reason to play in Arizona as of lately. Not too much.
I mean, he's still getting paid like $10 million a year.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about
that's sport, enough reason.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Nobody plays, not this myth, for the love of the game. Nobody plays tackle, no grown man plays tackle football for free for the love of the game. Why? Because it's dangerous. You get hurt.
Number one.
You got to get paid for that. So, yeah.
Didn't your man, is it true what I heard? I heard this, I didn't get you to look this up. Clay Matthews left?
Yeah, he's in L.A. He's a Ram now.
Smart move, dumb move?
It's a money move. You got me. He's in towards the end of his career. He already got a ring, so.
I mean, when I say smart move, dumb move, I'm saying, was that smart for Green Bay to allow him to go out the door like that?
Well, Green Bay doesn't do a lot of smart things because they haven't gotten the best quarterback in the league, a running back, ever.
Talking about Green Bay?
Yeah.
What you mean they haven't gotten the best quarterback in the league?
I said they haven't gotten the best quarterback in the league, a running back.
Oh, okay. Got you. Got you. Yeah, and you would think as great as Aaron Rodgers is, he'd at least won more than one at this point.
Yeah, he definitely would have thought he had at least three.
Bare minimum, yeah. Yeah, I definitely would have thought that.
It was just somehow they just collapsed.
Yeah. Always make it to the playoffs, but never get over that hump. So, you know, no telling. But yeah, I just want to I feel like there's something that happened in sports that we're missing, but I just can't think of it right now.
March Madness, college basketball.
Well, yeah. Shout out to the Big Ten. You know what I mean? Shout out to Michigan State winning the Big Ten championship. You know, that's what we do. Spartans. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them Spartans.
Yeah, bracket busters. Brackets are already getting broken up.
Ain't nobody made the bracket yet.
Sure, yes, they have. People made brackets. Obama got his bracket. Everybody got brackets. And it's well, already, no, no. Well, I'm saying brackets are already busted up.
I'm saying no bracket busted up yet.
Yeah.
Who got? They haven't started it yet. As of well, they're going to start like.
First round was these past couple days.
I thought that was a conference.
No, that was done.
Wow. This is the first year I missed out there. I must have zoned out.
Yeah, you late, bro.
Man, I usually be on point with my brackets, man. I make brackets every year.
Yep. It's definitely been only right now because Murray State is killing people's brackets. It's only 25% of ESPN brackets remain perfect. And that was as of yesterday.
Dog, the tournament could not have started.
Bro, the tournament has started.
You know what? As you said, I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, oh, tournament started.
Big tournament has started.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right, man. That sucks. I just ain't know it started yet. Yeah, you're right. I can't get in. Man, I was zoned out this week. I feel hurt about that. But that's okay, though. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Well, yeah. Well, that's what's up in sports. I guess I couldn't think of nothing else, but that's what's up. So you don't need to force it.
Yeah.
Like, give a big shout out to the Fife Diggity Dog up in heaven. This past week was the death anniversary. Died back in 2016 while they were working on a Tribe Called Quest album. Fife Dog is still one of my favorite MCs. I definitely miss him. That was my man. That was my guy. Definitely appreciate him. And shout out to DMX because he came in out of jail and led Kanye West last Sunday service in prayer. That's all about right, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's been doing his Sunday service joint, so. And, you know, X used to have the prayers.
Before every and album. After every show.
Every album, he had the prayer.
I mean,
that prayer was like a song.
I mean, X would do a prayer in the concert and then go straight into what these bitches want from a nigga.
And they would go crazy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Or do a straight up long and doing prayer and cry and then stop, drop. You know what I mean? Like, that's just been his thing. So, I mean, him doing Sunday service is actually more fitting than you think about with Kanye West. Because he's more consistent in his prayers on records than Ye is. So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. If you got invited to that, would you go?
Yeah, I'd go. They do be rocking. They do sound look like fun, though.
It does sound like fun. I mean, I'm not ready to bring Kanye West back into my eardrum yet, but it does look fun. It does look fun. I don't want this whole thing to be tricked in thinking that there's been some good music that's gonna come out of this. Cause I haven't heard anything to make me want to buy, but it looks nice to watch on IG. If that makes sense. Right?
Yeah.
In Calabasas, California, for what you're saying.
Yep, definitely looks nice. Definitely looks fun.
Yeah. You think X got one more good one in him? As far as making an album that everybody's going to pay attention to?
If you let Swiss Beatz tell it, he got one cooking up right now. That's going to be coming soon.
Okay.
Swiss Beatz been pushing them a lot. They've been in the gym working out together, getting in shape. And
really?
They've been in the studio. Him and Swiss Beatz been doing a lot lately.
That's good. I hope that happens. I hope that sticks with that. That's good. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Shout out to everybody who went out this past week. By the time you hit the show and saw the movie Us. If you saw it, I saw it already. You ain't get a chance to see it, right?
Who still needs answers?
Yeah, yeah. You know, some of you I saw online talking, you know who you are, talking about you need answers for this. Some of you just need to pay attention. Okay? I'm not going to give away the movie, but it's not that deep. Like the way we were looking at Get Out. Some of you have been watching too many YouTube theories and YouTube hints and looking for clues that aren't really there. You're looking at the third book on the shelf and like, man, what that white book mean? That mean white oppression can read you in front of your face? Like, no. Like, it's a great movie that is bringing, Jordan Peele himself is bringing the genre of horror back to the forefront of us really paying attention. I told you that he reminds me in the land of Alfred Hitchcock. That's what he reminds me of.
Hitchcock. You keep saying Hitchcock.
I do. Alfred Hitchcock. He reminds me in that lane of these things happening, and there's no reason why they're happening, but they're happening. But Us is a great movie. Shout out to my man, Winston Duke, who was wearing the Howard University sweater in the movie. H-U. You know, that's right, Howard University. He was wearing that, brother, in the movie. I just want to point that out. You know what I'm saying?
What movie was this?
He was wearing it in Us. Wearing it all through the movie. You know what I'm saying? You need to go check that out. You got plans of checking it out?
I don't recall. So.
Whatever. Do you have plans on checking it out, though?
Yeah, I want to see the movie.
Okay. What would you say the last horror movie you saw that you really liked? Because there's not a lot of them.
I don't know. Probably Get Out. Probably right. His movie.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's probably Get Out. Yeah. Probably Get Out. That was dope. One thing to note, though, is that Lupita is gorgeous.
Yes, she is.
She is gorgeous.
And she can beat your ass.
Yes, and she's she's great at what she does. Like, she's great in the movie. I'm talking about she is great. But, man, I tell you, she is gorgeous to look at. Straight up, even when she ain't trying, she is gorgeous to look at. And that's not forced. She is just a beautiful woman. Hands down, beautiful woman. What I didn't know, I was watching Desus and Meryl. I didn't know Winston Duke and Lupita both went to Yale and knew each other. Like, Yale University, bro.
Mm.
Yeah, they both knew each other.
That's smart.
Yeah. Well, they both went there for the acting program. She said she actually showed Winston Duke around when he went there for a tour.
Oh, I didn't think. I mean, I wouldn't have thought like Yale had a big acting thing.
Yeah, Angela Bassett went there. They got one of the best programs.
I guess it does take a lot of intellectual talent to become another person in your brain.
Yeah. I mean, for the record, Angela Bassett said she wanted to go to Howard. Originally, but when she got offered to go to Yale,
you just had to throw the Howard in there.
I had to.
Lies. She wanted to go to Hampton.
She said she was gonna go to Howard, but she got offered to go to Yale, and her mother was like, you know, if you got the opportunity to go to Yale, you should go to Yale.
But touche to you. I mean, Taraji did go back to Howard today and gave a speech and talked to students at her alma mater.
That's right. That's what we do.
Yeah,
that's what we do. Don't get mad at me.
Right, but that's enough on that.
That's what we do. Shout out to my Marvel heads who saw Captain Marvel. I finally got a chance to see it. It was pretty dope. It's going to be dope to see her in the new Avengers Endgame movie when it come out to see if she's going to actually take on Thanos, because that's what everybody's talking about. There are certain people that are saying that, yo, you know what I mean? I don't think she can really take on Thanos, but it's going to be what it is. It was a good movie, though, man, despite a lot of reviews of people a lot of people were trying to say that it was trash. But it going to show you, man, how sexist a lot of people are, man, because a lot of people saying it was trash and they hadn't even saw the movie. Yeah, there are a lot of people that were writing full-fledged articles about it being, and just saying people, but a lot of men, that were just saying it was trash just because it was a woman-based movie. But it's not a forced woman-based movie because she's been in the comic book since the 70s. So they're not forcing it on your head. She's a real comic book character.
No, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I can't comment at all.
Yeah, but a lot of people who were commenting didn't see it, is what I'm saying. They were saying that it was trash. But it was simply because she's a woman, lead. I'm like, come on, bro. Get over it. It was a good movie.
Wonder Woman was a predominantly woman movie.
Yeah. What's the big deal? Yeah. What's the big deal?
No big deal to me.
Yeah, no big deal, man. But it Captain Marvel matches well with the Marvel Universe, and it's really going to want to make you see Avengers Endgame even more, I would say. You know what I mean? That's my point.
That's next summer.
No, that's this month. That's in April. Next month.
So this summer.
Yeah, Marvel does they do three movies a year. They do they got Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, and Spider-Man. Just like last year, they had Black Panther. I think it was Black Panther, Avengers, and what was the third one? I can't remember. My memory is some trash. But they do like three.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, they're going to have them back to back because Spider-Man comes out in May. So they not playing. They not playing around. So I'm interested in seeing it, man. So yeah, I think that's all we got, bro.
All right, well, let's get up out of here, man.
What you got going on?
Son's birthday party tomorrow.
Shout out to Lil Champ.
That's what I'm doing. What about you?
Bro, I'm going to actually do myself the justice of actually getting some sleep. I've been promised myself sleep for the past 3 weeks, but I haven't. But I am going to check out my homegirl, Charlene. She does a barbershop talk called The Shape Up. And I hosted a recap for them one point. And so they got a Shape Up tomorrow. So I'm going to go by and show my homegirl, Charlene, some love. You know, for the Shape Up for her nonprofit organization called Starting With Today. So I'm going to check that out. News camera's supposed to be there. She hit me with the text and was like, some news people going to be there. Go show my love and so support for that. See what the topic going to be about. And it's in a real barbershop. Like, people be cutting hair. People come in there talking while you're talking, while we're having a discussion. Mm. It's like a real barbershop. People come in like, hey, man, my next. Like, you can be talking about something deep. You can be talking about rape. Dude come in, hey, man, my next. Like, it's a real barbershop. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dr. Lee's barbershop in Southeast D.C. I'm going to check that out.
Oh, yeah. That's a real barbershop.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, when you talk to her, she tell you she wanted that real D.C. authentic barbershop. She didn't want to go to the gentrified area. She wanted that D.C. barbershop that was welcoming. And she said she wanted the interaction. She wanted the interruptions, and she wanted that. Because that's how we talk as us Black people in the culture. You know what I mean? We talk when stuff is going on. When we having deep conversations, it can be stuff going on. People can be getting shot across the street. We still rapping. So she's trying to create that atmosphere, man. She's been doing a real good job. So I'm going to go check that out tomorrow. So shout out to Starting With Today organization. As usual, make sure you hit us up on our Twitter. We are on YouTube. We are on SoundCloud. We are on iTunes. We are on Spotify. Go in the search engine. Type in Hip Hop Matrix Show, one word, Hip Hop Matrix Show. As usual, you can follow us on our Twitter at WHMS98. Follow me at JHeart Radio and this guy right here at DJ Academics. Be blessed and successful. We'll talk to you soon. We ghosts.
It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show.